I had a meeting with the company last week on the basis that there were threats of redundancies. And we tried to meet with the company to try and mitigate any circumstances that would be there for people losing their jobs. And to no avail, basically, with the company. We've had an agreement with this company under its various guises in the past for the last 28 years on the basis that if there were redundancies, they'd be done on the fairest basis of last in, first out. The company have decided that they no longer will go that particular route and have decided to pick people, for whatever reason, I don't know, in breach of the agreement that we have. We tried at that meeting to give them options so that we wouldn't be in a position where there'd be any disputes about it, that we could sit down, have discussions with them, come to an amicable settlement with it to cover their needs and requirements, and if needs be, to go through the procedures, the state procedures, if you like, if there was a difference of opinion between us. The company have refused to go through the procedures and have, in fact, implemented unilaterally a position which we find to be totally unfair with the employees.
And how many people have been made redundant?
My understanding is that redundancy notices have been issued to three people.
And what's the next step now, Dan?
Well, from our point of view, we made it clear to the company on the day that we didn't necessarily want to create any further difficulties for anybody, in other words, getting into a dispute. But of course, as trade unions, we need to be in a position that we can protect our members from people being totally unreasonable.